Contents of the lab report are meant for educational purposes only. They're not meant to be misconstrued as medical diagnosis or treatment advice. Today on the Lab Report, we're going to talk to Shakira Niazi,
founder of Basil Seed Works. We're going to talk Zen Basil and basil seeds.
I love basil.
Me too.
I love all things basil.
But this is the seeds.
All things, Patty.
Oh.
The world of medicine can be challenging. Clinicians and patients are always looking for more options, more effective treatments, and in the end, more answers. Functional and integrative medicine focuses on addressing root causes of disease. Here at Genova Diagnostics, we've watched this field evolve and grow for over 35 years. We've not only adapted, we've led. Join us as we talk about functional medicine, laboratory testing, and optimizing health. Welcome to the Lab Report.
Charlotte Airport.
The worst.
I have an axe to grind with you.
I got stuck in Atlanta. What are you talking about?
Charlotte is the worst. Hello!
Hi, Michael Chapman. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. I have figured out that another airline that I will never fly again.
You're running out of them.
I have one left.
We're in big trouble because we do a lot of traveling. We have just gotten back from an exciting week at the IFM AIC conference. What a blast.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
It was, and like so many great conversations with people and so many people new to functional integrative medicine. Like
tons of new
the
people.
The floodgates are open.
Yes.
And we even like, there was like a couple people who came by and like knew who we were, which was odd.
It's always strange, right? Because we never think anyone's out there listening, but we met a lot of our old friends. We made some new friends and I want to shout out some of them.
Go like, for it.
Like Angela and her husband, Jimmy Johns.
Oh yeah. They were fun. They're cool people.
I know. Well, they're all kind of fun. And then there was Sweena Burrows. She was hilarious.
Oh yeah.
And then our friend who always melts my heart from the UK, Alexandra was there.
Yeah.
So
Rojas.
Awesome. So awesome. So we love you all. Thank you so much for coming to say hey. We love meeting you.
I shook Mark Hyman's hand.
I know you did.
I shook his hand.
Well, we got to speak. Michael and
I were
on
the stage. It was a very good handshake.
We were up on the stage. We got to speak. And the other thing I want to say is we actually got to meet a lot of our podcast guests in person because we just meet them on Zoom. So that was fun. Hugs all around. We got to see some of our old friends.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was really fun.
I'm exhausted though.
Yeah.
I think it's the airports. I'm with you on the airline thing.
Yeah, we were in the plane in Dallas when they said that the airport was closed.
And so, what do you mean you were in the plane?
Yeah, they were like, oh, they closed the airport, so we're just going to sit here for a while until they reopen
What?
Yeah, and then when the storm passed, we basically like flew right up, you know, kind of
into the storm.
Yeah, into it, which was an absolute nightmare. Have you seen Lost? Have you seen the series Lost?
I have.
You know how, okay, spoiler
alert. Oh, no.
Spoiler alert. You know how like basically what happens is the plane actually crashed? And they just don't know, so it's like a split life, split universe thing.
Yeah, right.
I kind of feel like that happened to me. I kind of feel like a part of me is here in one universe, and then on another universe, that plane crashed.
Oh, this will be fun. Maybe we can have Michael Chapman interview Michael Chapman.
We'll just be like Jack. He'll be like, we have to go back.
Well, we're here now. Okay, the travel woes are over until the next conference. We've done a lot of traveling in May. That's why we're so bitter.
Yeah, indeed, we got a break. And speaking of break, let's break from bantering and let's talk about who we're talking to today.
Don't you think maybe we should tell them that this is a Genova podcast
first? Oh, that bit. Yes. God, we got so wrapped up, didn't we? Okay, so this is a podcast. It's called The Lab Report. It's brought to you by Genova Diagnostics. Thank you to Genova.
Thank you.
And it's where we talk about things like functional medicine, specialty lab testing, integrative therapeutics, and apparently horrific plane stories.
Well, if you're new to the show, welcome. And if you're returning, thank you for all of your support. Hopefully you'll go to iTunes or Spotify, perhaps follow the show, rate, review, leave us some stars, all that good stuff.
On the way out, the bathroom, the toilets wouldn't flush, so they had to fix that.
Move on. Let's move on.
If you have feedback, you can send any and all feedback to podcast@gdx.net. That's our email address.
If you have horror stories of flying, send them all to Michael. He will stand in solidarity with you.
Absolutely.
But
we'll
furthermore,
if healing group
therapy session. If you're a consumer out there interested in ordering Genova's tests yourself, you could head on over to Genova Connect, which is connect.gdx.net. There you can access products yourself directly, and we can then connect you with a healthcare provider in your area to help guide your healthcare.
And despite all my bickering, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you 20% off. How am I going to do that? It's easy. Promo code LABREPORT. The Lab Report 20.
Aw, that's nice of you.
Just type in the Lab Report 20. 20% off.
Okay, enough of that bantering to your point earlier. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about today with interviewing Dr. Shakira Niazi.
Absolutely. Man, Shakira Niasse is super duper inspiring.
Yep.
She has an incredible story of basically escaping war-torn zones and then going into refugee camps, getting from refugee camps to America, becoming an inspiring businesswoman, and like basically doing it all.
Well, let's talk to her because we can't tell her story better than she can. She is fantastic.
And we're going to get into basil seeds.
Yep.
You may not know what basil seeds are, but look out.
This is exciting, really interesting stuff.
Patty.
I know, Michael.
We're going to talk today to Shakira Niasse, and this is super exciting. So let me tell you a little bit. Shakira Niasse is the founder of Basil Seed Works, an organic basil seed product line featuring superfood Zen Basil, a natural source of fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. As a refugee from war-torn Afghanistan who was later raised and educated in the U.S., Shakira's path to becoming an entrepreneur is remarkable. Shakira earned her BS in finance from California State University East Bay and went on to earn her MBA. She spent several years in corporate banking and eventually founded a private real estate company. She was then inspired to start her own business, Vita Water, to help solve the world water crisis, with proceeds going toward building wells and providing water points to poor villages around the world. Currently, her mission is to share her family's recipe, basil seeds, a superfood ingredient from the Far East, with her Western families. And Shakira and the team at Zen Basil believe in being mindful of our human family and always giving back to those in need.
Wow.
And with that, honored to have
Welcome, Shakira.
Thank you so much, Patty, for having me. Aww. Such a pleasure being with you, Michael, and grateful to share my story with your audience.
Well, I'm excited because I'll tell you, I've been all over your website. We see you on the news. We've seen pictures of your face and your company advertisement displayed several stories high in Times Square in New York City. You might have heard of it. And that is a very long way from war-torn Afghanistan. Can you tell us that inspiring journey of coming to America and then going on to create Zen Basil? Tell us that journey.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, my story basically goes back about five decades ago. Initially, when I was about 10, we escaped the war-torn country of Afghanistan, one of those invasions four decades ago.
Wow.
And, you know, initially, obviously, as our primary goal was survival. But in the journey, the experience, you know, going living in a refugee camp, feeling the pain of hunger, and really understanding the struggles of survival with my mother and three siblings, that enduring struggle actually kind of was the foundation of my education. Even before I was, you know, fate would have it that I would land in the land of opportunity and my new home. California adopted me, and so not only we had access to education, we clearly survived, but we had a chance to dream big. And for me, work and workforce was a privilege, not a burden. Like, I've been working since I was 10. As soon as I got here, I was like, wow, they pay you? You know, like, coming from a background that babysitting was expected and house chores was normal, I started, you know, getting paid in my babysitting job, babysitting my next door neighbor. And I thought, wow, no way. This is how it works. So that, you know, naively not realizing how fortunate I was to be one of the survivors. Obviously, I went on to access of education and workforce continued to develop, and I pursued a career in finance and real estate, like most immigrants, just basically living for the American dream, the home, the comfortable lifestyle, etc. And I had really no interest of getting into the consumer product industry until my mid-40s. I guess that's when we hit our awakening. What's the purpose of my life? Why did I survive, etc.? And I'm sure, like, you know, most people can relate with that. I don't know, wisdom kicks in the 40s or what?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that basically made me kind of really reflect a little further, and I came up with this idea that if I built a socially responsible brand of water, a premium brand of water is what I launched, that it would have an extension of building water wells in developing countries, that I would really be able to use this privilege that I was awarded, this lottery that I won, that millions of little girls around the world are struggling with the basic human right. Lack of clean water crisis is a huge burden, yeah. 80% of it on women and children. And I thought, okay, this is the war that I can fight, because I couldn't fight the other wars, the political ones, but this one I could make a difference. So we did that, started a socially responsible brand of water called Vita Water, went on to build some 60 plus water wells, and you know, from Ethiopia to Afghanistan. Wow. And then once again, my purpose kind of evolved during pandemic. Mm. During pandemic, like most of us, I was awakening to COVID and the crisis and how vulnerable we were, and the fact that some of us were more vulnerable than others, how, you know, if you were overweight or obese or pre-diabetic, and I had no idea that I was part of that 80% of 50% of the population that is, you know, reading all the stuff and CDC and realizing that, wait, 50% of Americans are pre-diabetic and 80% of us don't even know it. Mm. By the way, I was one of them.
Wow.
So that awakening, and then understanding that the only basic tool, defense, I mean, you know, I'm like a war-torn survivor, so I go survival mode immediately, right?
Right.
And I'm just diving in deep into biology and science and the strength of our immune, which is going to be our shield in this war. And by, mind you, I pursued finance, so I had zero interest in biology, nor that I care. I mean, like, I skipped biology in college and I substituted psychology because I didn't care for sciences.
Right.
But you know, when you're hit with a challenge in your life, you really do wake up real quick.
Right.
And so that was my awakening. And then I realized that, wait, so the most important defense around this pandemic is our immune system. And the most important nutrient for our metabolic health is fiber. And yet, according to CDC, again, learning that like 95% of us don't have sufficient amount of fiber, mm-hmm. which clearly is leading to, you know, 93% of us being some form of metabolic disorders. I was struggling with two that I didn't know I was part of that statistics. I mean, I was literally overweight, and but you know, you ignore it and you accept these health disorders as normal. Fatigue is normal. Weight management is just this aesthetic thing. It was not a health thing.
Sure.
Because you know, growing up in the States, I grew up with Kate Moss being the Vogue cover, and it wasn't about health. It was about how skinny you were going to be, what your waistline was going to be, etc. And so for a long time, obviously, we were educated on the note that nutrition matters, but not what source. So I understood nutrition, calories, fiber, protein, but I didn't dive in to see where the is it supplement? Is it synthetic? Is it whole food? And the difference between having a whole apple versus a supplement, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So all this was just kind of like bombarding my thought process, consuming me. Plus, we had plenty of time to educate ourselves, right? Mm-hmm,
sure.
Right. Lockdown.
So I dived in further and further into understanding, really, and that was basically the elevation of my new awakening, that my purpose was not to address a lack of clean water crisis, but rather fight the lack of nutrient, lack of fiber specifically here at home, that was impacting my life, my health, my son's health. And the worst part of this journey was my mother's health. Now, mind you, we got to the States like 44 decades ago. And for us, you know, having the privilege of having enough to eat was it was enough, and that was a good life.
Right.
And so, but her health deteriorated in such a crucial level that basically she's still in, you know, 3 years later, she's in hospice situation. She got COVID early on, like in January, and we thought she was gonna not make it. But you know, what's worse than death? When death doesn't come soon enough, you're going through that, you know, 4 years later, we're still struggling with what she initially experienced during COVID. Anyways, she's been in a hospice sign off 3 times already. And But her journey, her pain, and of course now I'm educating myself or uneducating myself from that.
Yeah.
The modern healthcare system that I believed and trusted so much, and diving into the work of individuals like Dr. Stephen Country, who, you know, Plant Paradox, and really diving in and met Dr. Casey Means, like you guys.
Yeah.
And understood that wait, there's another science to it, and nutrition from whole food and free of pesticide, free of glyphosate is a whole nother conversation that we haven't had. And my mom's health did not start it with COVID. In fact, she was like in some 20 pill in supplement combo a day, like 20 years early on. So this was the price you pay towards the end. But that, you know, even my own son's health, when he was born, my son's 28, who's my co-founder, by the way, he was born with allergies. Nobody, and we had access to the finest healthcare system, you know, we're near Stanford. And yet no one talked to me about nutrition. No one talked to me about hydration or lack of it, the quality of nutrients. People, you know, talked to me about Pedialyte. And that was doctor's number one recommended. And then later on, I discovered stuff like Smart Water or Vitamin Water. And I believed these products for years, for decades. My son's health was impacted so much that I accepted, by the way, because no one in the healthcare system told me otherwise. He was born with allergies that developed into asthma that became a chronic disease. For 2 decades, he was prescribed antibiotics like clockwise. Every other month, we cycled back. We didn't understand what our microbiome was. We didn't understand what antibiotics was doing to our good bacteria. I'm just grateful that he survived, that I'm still here, that we have an opportunity to make a difference. And of course, so we learned a lot during COVID. And that journey basically took me back to, wait, so now that I understand all this, what do I do with it? It really came to a full circle when I discovered the work of a gentleman that lived in my villages, like literally 1,000 years ago, who had written about the importance of basil, the plant, how it cleanses off toxins from our body, how it's good for getting rid of parasites. And initially I'm like, wait, so there is an actual connection that we knew somehow 1,000 years ago. Why is this information so lost? Right. Why is basil so important? Right. Let me dig deeper and deeper into it. And so, but his work actually went on to become the founder. His name is Avicenna. It's translated in many different but his work was profoundly recognized by most of the functional medicine, like Dr. Gunchy recognized that canon of medicine was something of, you know, that went on to be kind of a tool to recognize even today. So we come back to full circle where microbiome was a thing then, microbiome is a thing now, and sure, it's going to be a thing till end of time. And that's, and our microbiome is powered by our good bacteria that we're born with. And all we have to do is feed it. And yet we've removed the most important nutrient from our food system, fiber. And obviously all of this kind of was too strong, too loud for me to not pivot and really dive in and introduce. I mean, obviously, I became customer number one, my family, and we started seeing the benefit. And then I realized, oh, wait, wow. So not only this strengthens my immune system, if I nourish my body with real whole food, free of toxins, nutrient, but the weight management manages itself. It's kind of like a byproduct. But wait. My energy goes backwards. Like I feel better. Remember, like in my 40s, I was exhausted. In my 50s, now I'm 53. And by the way,
congratulations.
That I can feel my energy as I was in my 30s. And you know, energy is really the key to longevity. And down to the cosmetics of our skin is really an extension of our microbiome and our gut wall. And leaky gut is literally causing so much of our inflammation and our health disorders. So the whole thing is like a perfect story that loops around, just like our gut wall, the extension interior. You know, as women, we're so attracted to skincare and skin routine and all the stuff that cosmetic world sells us. Mm-hmm. But in reality, the power is gut health that strengthens our immune, our weight management, our skin, our energy. Everything is about gut health. And it was not a complicated math. It was like science that's right there in our food system. Who knew? Basic food and water is our solution.
Well, let me ask you about that, because a lot of us probably have heard of basil or familiar with it as a spice and how it increases, you know, this delicious for one. And then also, you know, even things like holy basil is available as a supplement. But what people probably aren't as familiar with are the seeds. So can you talk a little bit about specifically the health benefits of basil seeds and how they even might compare to something like chia seeds?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the very basic basil seed and chia seed, they look very similar, mm-hmm. but they're from two different plants and two different continents in terms of their growth. And so basil seed is a native of Afghanistan. It was initially cultivated in Afghanistan 4,000 years ago. Wow. So long before many civilizations started, basil seed existed, but lost in translation. A lot of times, even when I first came to the States and saw chia seed, I thought it was basil seed because, again, the name is translated, you know, in my language, we called it Tohmerayon. And so when I saw chia, and that was a foreign kind of a name to me.
Right.
So I thought it was basil seed. Long story short, in comparison, so obviously I spent quite a bit understanding what's the difference, number one. Number two, what's the nutritional value? The basil seed that is Zen basil that you see in the package is, and a gram-to-gram comparison with chia, has nearly two times the fiber, calcium, potassium, and iron over chia. Plus, another huge leg up over chia is the fact that it's lectin-free. Mm-hmm. So many people are sensitive to lectins and can't digest it, and that's the magic of Zen basil seed. They are lectin-free, rich in omega-3s, which is another huge anti-inflammatory property, and rich in polyphenols, another leg up over chia, and 10 times more prebiotic than chia on a gram-to-gram comparison, by the way, based on third-party published publications.
Wow.
So, yeah, basil seed is a huge contribution towards our microbiome in terms of its rich. I mean, just one serving will give literally over 50% of your daily fiber needs with 2 tablespoons of Zen basil seeds.
Wow.
Including a huge amount of calcium, like 30% of calcium, 20% magnesium, 25% iron, all from whole food and plant-based, 5 grams of protein, etc. So it's a powerhouse over chia. That's number one. And number two, it is not all basil seeds are created equal. So I've spent quite a bit of time to research the various different type. You mentioned Tulsi. Since we brought this idea to market, basil seed, until today, I still get people that say, wait, those are for eating? And yes, they are for eating, but not all of them, because there's over 150 different basil plants to source from.
Mm-hmm.
Not all are for eating. In fact, Tulsi does not have the content nowhere near the edible version that is packed in Zen basil seed.
Okay.
So the idea, some distributors mistakenly say Tulsi or holy basil rich in fiber, which is not true, because I've tested both versions and I know which strain is highest count of fiber. And then of course, you know, in order for the seeds to have this type of nutritional profile of the basil seeds, various strength level. It's the environment, it's the farming practices.
If
the seeds were sprayed, which 99.999% of them are, with stuff like Roundup, which is basically glyphosate, I call that antibiotic-based food. the number one ingredient in glyphosate in Roundup is glyphosate, and I didn't know this too. But glyphosate is a form of antibiotics, so we're constantly spraying our food with it. And so the importance of basil seeds that are, you know, free of glyphosate is another level of nutritional profile, because it's rich in its polyphenols, because it's rich in its antioxidants that really gives us that additional, you know, adaptogen powers that we don't even measure on the nutritional panel. It's beyond the basic micronutrients, which really makes a difference. And that's why you and that, you know, my customers are constantly telling me stuff like, "You changed my life. I see now my skin is glowing." Like, yeah. One of my friends always shares the fact that, "I swear, ever since I started incorporating some basil seeds in my life, my skin is glowing." And she's beautiful, in her 60s. And so her wise name is Wisdom gray
right,
hair.
Right.
And I love her because, you know, it's unsponsored. Like most of the health and wellness individuals from Dr. Casey Mean, who wrote, by the way, congratulations.
I know.
New York Times bestseller.
Fantastic.
You, my dearest friend. I'm so proud of her.
We are too.
Her work, her brother's work is just absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been part of my journey. It's been part of my awakening because, you know, she's also part of our Northern California community and Stanford graduate. So when she starts speaking of this conversation, I was really tuned in those early days because I thought, okay, I didn't study science, but
that's right.
I expect that she's got something to share that I must know.
Right. Well, Shakira, let me just say, I think you've convinced us all. The importance of basil seeds. But I have a question. So how do you actually take the basil seeds? You put them in smoothies and things like that? And then the second question is, do you have to hydrate basil seeds like you do for chia, or can you consume them dry?
I actually consume them both ways. Because I started off just adding it to my water. Traditionally, that's how we were introduced to it. So yes, you could have it both ways, but I would recommend for anyone who's new, take a, you know, 1 teaspoon, add it to your water. It's as simple as that. What you're getting is fiber, prebiotic, you're getting micronutrients, you're getting all this nutrition. And yes, you can add it to your smoothies and sprinkle it on your breakfast bowl. I make a ton of recipes that we share now. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the most, even, you know, those gifts that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I started this, and then of course my son, my co-founder, and now my younger son, Subhan, Imran and Subhan, they're 27 and 28, by the way.
Nice.
And he left his tech industry career job to join and make a difference. And now he's my recipe developer.
Nice.
So if he can bake and cook with Zen basil seed, which we share his recipes all the time, then anyone could. And that's our mission, to make nutrition simple and accessible. Like I said, this 2 tablespoons will cost you only $1.50. Mm. Over 54% of your daily fiber needs, such a crucial nutrient from whole food and organic source, which we now understand the importance of it from, you know, Good Energy book.
Right.
It's so, you know, I'm just humbled that I had access to this gift, and now I get to share this gift with anyone who could benefit. So it's been really an incredible journey for me to even know this information and to share it. And thank you guys for sharing with your community. And that's the magic.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I had not known that it was originally cultivated and grown, harvested in Afghanistan. It makes me wonder, so how does Zen basil compare to maybe other basil seeds out there? Are there other basil seeds available that people are consuming this day? Or just educate me a little bit on kind of that.
Sure. No, Zen basil is first to market in all of North America, and we're the leading brand, and we're the only USDA organic integrity database verifiable. So yes, there are some, you know, imported basil seeds, and there's some maybe, you know, local Asian store, imported store basil seed, but they're not certified organic, which makes a huge difference on its nutritional profile, again, because not all basil seeds are created equal, even from their planting source. But farming practices does make a huge difference on the nutritional profile. So Zen basil seed is the only USDA organic certified and leading brand sold on directly on zenbasil.com as well as Amazon, but we're the leading brand in all of North America. The imported brands are packed in some other, you know, country, and there's a lot of they're like basically copycat, because the trend became popular after I start talking about it, and after basically my health influencer community start talking about it, and now with the, you know, good energy, more people are going to discover it. So I'm sure there's going to be other distributors, but at this moment in time, we're the only USDA organic certified, and our nutritional panel is exclusive to Zen Basil. So when other brands compare basil seed as higher than, you know, and fiber than chia, they may or may not be the correct fact, because unless a third party verified it, there's no way of knowing what it is.
Well, you sort of passed through this, and I just want to stop and make this point, because the next question is, where can people buy Zen Basil? You mentioned zenbasil.com, and then you mentioned Amazon. Like, where else can people find Zen Basil?
Yeah, primarily we're online. And again, this was during COVID that I pivoted into how do I get this immune strengthening booster that's so simple and accessible to masses? And at the moment, Amazon was my channel. So we were lucky to, sorry about that, my phone should have shut it off. we were lucky enough to have access to Amazon. And so I start shipping. My mission was to just get this out to most people. So Amazon.com, both in Canada and US, as well as zenbasil.com is where we're still. And we have 2-day free shipping. So
yay.
Awesome.
Well, I will say, Shakira, not only is your story inspiring, and just as a human being, you're inspiring us to just care about humanity.
Absolutely.
And do something for the greater good. So we're so honored that we got to meet you. And I've learned a lot today about basil seeds, because it's not on most people's radar. And we can't thank you enough for spending your time with us. But before I let you go, we do have one last question that I'm going to kick to Michael Chapman.
Yeah. Typically, we have a silly kind of off the wall last question called the fireball. It's usually something silly like, what's your favorite type of sandwich? But I'm so inspired, honestly, by your story that I might take this a little bit more serious and philosophical, if that's okay with you.
Let's do it.
And my question is, you know, knowing that you got your primary kind of foundational education, as you said, from your experience and being close with survival, and then coming to the U.S. and so many of us here in the West have not had that foundational education, and so we suffer with things like gratitude and understanding gratitude and privilege. What would you say is something that people who have not gone through that experience can go to or channel to try to see what that's like to be inspired with that education that you have, if that makes sense?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite conversation, because I think gratitude is something we consume. I believe consumption is not just our food and beverages, but consumption is information we hear and see, because that feeds our microbiome, that controls our mind, our heart. So gratitude is something we must consume. And the simplest way for me that have brought me closer to recognizing the value of the simplicity of being grateful is waking up every morning. The fact that we have one more chance that we can open our eyes and breathe, that within itself is something to like just pause, take a minute, ponder on the fact that I am grateful that my creator woke me up today. I could have not woken up. So gratitude is something that you get to experience by just being alive, opening up your eyes. I think we wake up and we're probably reborn every single morning the way we wake up. So why not start your day with gratitude from that second or nanosecond? And then the second thing is, for me, gratitude was really strengthened by the choices that I did about giving back. Like those early days, I experienced survival, and I was so focused on carrying my brothers and sisters to survival, and my mother, who didn't speak any languages, and I just became like kind of like the family leader. Focusing on them actually made me heal and found my own strength. And so gratitude comes from giving. When you give or you focus on others, you're actually receiving without even recognizing you're receiving. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
wow, how inspiring and beautiful. And really, Shakira Niazi, we are honored to meet you. We can't thank you enough for spreading Zen Basil to our community. Like you said, we're going to link to all of these things in the show notes so that all of the audience members can check it out. Thank you for your time, Shakira.
Yeah, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
OMG.
Seriously, that was really profound and really inspiring. What are we complaining about? Why are you spending your time complaining about the airlines? Look what this woman's done with her life.
I mean, I agree 100%. I also think that barely surviving that flight through that storm has also inspired me to do much more altruistic work in the future.
Great. I like that. I think you should take a page from Shakira's notebook and maybe dedicate your life to helping others instead of complaining about the airlines. The other thing I want to talk about, basil seeds.
Yeah.
Like, I always think of chia seeds. I didn't even know basil seeds were this important and nutritious. I'm in shock.
Yeah, I'm going to get me some. And you know what? It's kind of surprising, kind of not surprising, because you think about basil and how important basil is and so medicinal and nutritious. I mean, yeah, chia, but like, we haven't been using chia in our foods for like eons.
Yeah. But I'm inspired now. I feel like I need to get me some basil seeds.
While you're at it, can you send a bag to my other self in the island? He's probably hungry. Next time on The Lab Report, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, come on now.
I got him.
You did not. Stop lying.
I got him.
You did not. I would know.
I didn't get him.
I knew it. You've been listening to The Lab Report. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to our podcast, rate us, and leave us a review. To learn more about Genova Diagnostics, visit our website at gdx.net. There you'll find information on specific testing, educational resources, and how to connect with our show. Call us at 1-800-522-4762 or email us at podcast@gdx.net.
Do you listen to music? Do you listen to music on the regular?
I used to. I do a lot of listening to podcasts now, as you know. I used to listen to music nonstop, but now it's like history podcasts or conspiracy theory podcasts or health and wellness podcasts.
What was the last bit of music you listened to?
Oh, actually, I'm going to take that back. I do listen to a lot of music because on YouTube, I continually watch like old videos. Like I was listening to Eminem, Lose Yourself. Remember I was singing that for like a whole week? Why? Yeah, that's all you do is listen to music, right?
For the most part, I try to limit how much content I consume.
Yeah.
I feel like it's interferes with
your life, your chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of walking, as you know, so I try to learn something while I'm walking, but then I go down like the Eminem rabbit hole and I can't stop singing Eminem.
I feel like Eminem brings back like a very specific time and place in memory.
For
like
you,
it's all cemented. Yeah, like all that Slim Shady, like all right in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, what, 2000?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really appreciate him back then, but now I'm like totally down the rabbit hole.
That was 24 years ago.
What? No, it was not.
It was.
What?
Yeah.
Yikes. We're old.